Welcome back. Our next session is on Mahara, and to talk to us about Mahara and take us through a workshop today, we have Penny Leach. Penny is one of the founding developers of Mahara, an atomic catalyst. So she's had over 5 years' experience in education open source projects. In fact, she received the 2009 Google O'Reilly Open Source Award for Best Education Hacker. Well done, Penny.
Thanks, Tabitha.
To support Penny today, we've also got two other Mahara developers. We have Richard Mansfield. He's in the core Mahara development team, and currently he's just finished working on 1.2 release and is starting on 1.3. And Evan, who's also in the Mahara development team at Catalyst, he's studying mechatronics engineering. So Penny's going to kick off the workshop, potentially asking you to separate out into those that want to play as an end user, going into one area of the room, and the rest who want to actually get in there and hack on the other side. Yep.
Yeah. So hi. Who has actually come prepared with Mahara installed on their laptop? Oh, this is so awesome. And who hasn't? And what? maybe Tabitha can talk nicely to you because she's got a copy that you can play with. Actually, we were toying with the idea of making you sit in the corner with your hands on your head and thinking about what you've done. But then maybe that's a bit too rude. So I'm going to talk for about 5 minutes, 10 minutes, giving a kind of architectural overview of Mahara. And then Evan's going to talk about code, and then we're going to give you a handout and make you start writing code. And the first person to complete the task gets a prize. A beer, very fancy hoppy New Zealand beer. So I hope you've all come prepared to hack. So the first important thing is that Mahara is written in PHP 5. So I know that there's a few pearly people here that I'm forcing to write PHP, but other than that, I hope it's fine for everyone. Mahara is going to run on either Postgres or MySQL, but we're probably not going to do any database stuff today, so that shouldn't matter too much. We stole most of the database abstraction from Moodle, so if any of you have written Moodle code, it should be reasonably familiar. We have quite a nice forms API that was written by one of the other Mahara developers called PyForms, which if you're going to use configuration form type stuff, you might have to play with a little bit. And then we have this kind of plugin thing that we hooked up. So Mahara has quite a few different types of plugins. The one that we're going to play with today is the blocks. If you use Mahara and you're creating a view and you drag the blocks down into your view, that's what we're going to be writing, a block type plugin. Artifacts are basically things that you store inside Mahara. There's a whole bunch of other types of plugins that we won't go into, but if you're interested in further doing more Mahara development, you might start to care about. So the way that the plugin API works is that we have one base class called plugin, and everything that is a plugin, regardless of what type it is, registers a few things when you install it or when you upgrade it. It can say if it wants to have cron jobs run, so if you want to have an RSS feed block or something like that, and it needs to fetch RSS feeds in a cron job, then it can do the cron job stuff, and it can also subscribe to events. And all of the different plugin types have these capabilities. They can also export config forms for various different things, and they have version numbers in the database and then the code, so that when there's a new version of the code, Mahara will go, oh, the database version is older than the code version, and it will run a migration. But again, that's a bit advanced for today. So the base class has a few functions. There they are listed there. Pretty simple. And then each plugin subtype can make new abstract methods. So if you think about it in the tree, at the top you have class plugin, and then you have class plugin block type, and that can add on a few more specific contact methods for the block type. So block types, the function of Mahara is twofold. The first one is that they can define how artifacts get displayed in a view. So if you have a bunch of artifacts like files or blog posts or whatever, the block types are how they get rendered. There are also system block types which aren't bound to artifacts, so things like a YouTube block or RSS feed, something that's external. So this is kind of the basic concept of the block type class. There's a bunch of functions, and we've got on the handout a bit more information about this. Single only is whether or not you can have more than one block type in a view of the same thing, so it probably doesn't make sense to have your profile image twice, for example. So if you want to write a block type and only want it to have once in the view, then you would say, yes, it's single only. Title and description are easy. Categories, when you have the chooser in Mahara that lets you pull the blocks down into the view and they're grouped by categories, so you have files and you have videos and stuff, that's the categories. Get view types is the types of views that it can be displayed in. So Mahara has different types of views for different things. Profile view is a bit different from portfolio view. Render instance is the most important one, which Evan's going to talk about, and the config stuff, which I won't go into. We're using templates. Duo is, we've just released Mahara 1.2, which uses Duo. It's quite similar to Smarty, so if you're familiar with Smarty, it will be really simple. And you can basically just add whatever templates you need and then use them in the instance. And then language files go in your block plugin as well. But this is all in the handout, so actually I think I'll skip through that. We kind of had some ideas of things that people might want to write today. We only have an hour, so this is pretty fast, but I don't know. Your favourite social networking site? Right, okay, so now I'm going to hand over to you.
All right, so we're going to pass around a handout that sort of guides you through the making of your own Mahara block type plugin. And I'll just go through some of the more critical functions that you're going to need to be writing or changing, whatever you like. So on the handout, there's a URL. You can start off by going to that, downloading the two files there. One is sort of just an empty block type plugin template called My Plugin. And the other is what I'm going through now, which is the Flickr plugin that I wrote last week. So a couple things that you just start off with. Your plugin is going to extend system block type. So a lot of the work's already been done. It's really easy to write new plugins. You just subclass it. Pretty straightforward things here. Title, description, category. Title and description are fetching the actual string from a separate language file where you can define a whole bunch of different languages to make this easier to put into different languages. Category, when you're adding blocks to a view, there's a whole bunch of different categories of blocks, and this is saying I want my Flickr block type to be in the file image video category. Okay, a couple more. Has instance config. That means when the user drags the block down to their view, do we want to ask them for any configuration? So in this case, yes, and we're going to ask them for their Flickr username and the style that they want. So we're going to offer them thumbnails or slideshow. You'll see this when you get it down onto your own machine. So that's the configuration of that block instance when a user brings it down into their view. Has config, as opposed to has instance config, is global plugin configuration. So when we install the Flickr plugin, we need the system administrator to put in the your Flickr API key. So that's what has config is saying. It's saying this plugin has global configuration that needs to be specified versus has instance config, which is every time a user drags that down to a view, there's configuration we need there. These are just some Flickr specific things. And so is that. Render instance disappeared on me, but basically what render instance is going to do is going to initialize your template with Duo and then assign a bunch of data elements so that the template can have access to whatever you need it to. It's all quite clear once you get the files down. So what we'll do is you guys can go ahead and pull those files down and have a look at the template files and go ahead making whatever kind of plugins you want. And we'll be walking around to answer any questions.
If you need us to come and help, just flag one of us down and we'll run over, hopefully.